Starting with the Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's visit to the United States, the US President Donald Trump has hailed Pakistan's help in advancing peace talks in Afghanistan, for a start. This marks a shift in tone as the United States seeks an accord with the Taliban to end almost 18 years of war. But other remarks made by the US President during his meeting with Khan triggered demands for clarification in both Afghanistan and in India. RFI's Jan Vandermatter spoke to Imtiaz Gul, Executive Director of the Center for Research and Security Studies in Islamabad, about Pakistan-US relations, Afghanistan, India, China, and how the leaders relate to one another.
The relations between the two countries have not been good for the past few years, primarily because of the US suspicions that Pakistan was indirectly hurting the American interests by providing some sort of support to the Afghan Taliban, that the Pakistani government is not cracking down on the Afghan Taliban shelters in the northern mountainous areas, and they have been then accusing Pakistan of having received a lot of funding but not cooperated with the United States in its mission of bringing peace to Afghanistan. So this really soured the relations, and until December last year, President Trump finally agreed to formally request the Pakistani Prime Minister for help in nudging the Afghan Taliban into talks with the Afghan government and first into talks with the United States. And seven rounds have already taken place at Doha in Qatar, and this all is supposed to have happened with the active support, pressure and perusal of Pakistan on the Afghan Taliban.
Now, yesterday, President Trump said that he could solve what he called the problems in Afghanistan within 10 days. And then he said it would kill millions of people. He didn't want to walk that road. How did that go down in Pakistan and Afghanistan, this statement?
It's a very reckless statement that the American president gave, just because it's very simple that in the past 18 years, force has not provided any solution. Countless military operations, bombings in different areas of Afghanistan have not helped at all. So now for the president to say that he can eliminate people or solve this problem in 10 days is quite bizarre and extremely irresponsible. However, probably what he should have said is that the circumstances and the socio-political conditions in Afghanistan do not allow for the use of force anymore. It has been tried, it has failed, and this is what the Pakistani leadership has been saying, that there's a need for talking out the differences rather than deploying more force. So, in a way, a lot of Pakistanis felt vindicated when the American president himself suggested that talks should be given a chance with the support of Pakistan.
Now, Trump said yesterday that the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi had asked him to mediate or arbitrate between India and Pakistan. That was later denied by the Indian Foreign Ministry. But is there any hint that something like this could be happening?
It's quite possible, although the Indians have gone back. They have distanced themselves from what Trump said, but given the American president's position, one would assume that he wouldn't have said anything simply out of context. The primary problem is that India, since day one, has refused a third-party mediation, declaring Kashmir as a bilateral issue. But what most probably agitated the Indians was a very sustained mention of the Kashmir conflict between India and Pakistan, and the mention of the need for a resolution of this issue, because no American president before ever took this position on the issue of Kashmir, and this is what probably put off a lot of Indians.
Now, about China, the relationship between China and Pakistan is very good. Pakistan is one of the crucial elements in China's massive Belt and Road project. At the same time, China is engaged with the U.S. in a trade war. How does the China factor play in the background of this relationship, given the very different attitudes of both the U.S. and Pakistan towards China?
I think this is very simple. Ever since China became commercially engaged with Pakistan through this Belt and Road Initiative called the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, It has injected a certain degree of confidence in Pakistani leadership. It has also brought in at least $23 billion worth of investments in the last 4 years. And that's why Pakistani leadership now feels indebted to China. And regardless of the American or Indian opposition to this cooperation, the fact that the Pakistani Prime Minister, for the first time on the American soil itself, at a public rally, clearly said that the projects under CPAC were the instrument of development of Pakistan and that China is a time-tested friend. So I think with this, the Prime Minister preempted any negative talk about Pakistan-China relations. So that was, I think, a masterstroke that the Pakistani Prime Minister played by telling a crowd of over 20,000 that Pakistan is looking up to working further with China.
Apart from all the political and diplomatic differences, which may or may not exist, is there any personal chemistry between Trump and Khan?
Looks like this. They have clicked as personalities. Both are very blunt. Both are at times reckless. Both are anti-status quo, if you look at the string of statements that have come from them. And they also hold the media responsible for a lot of bad things that are going around in the United States and in Pakistan. So there is a convergence of views, commonalities between the two personalities. And given the fact that Imran Khan himself is very self-conscious, at times self-righteous, and a very proud Pakistani who doesn't let go an opportunity to speak up his mind, he doesn't mince words. So I think both might have clicked because of these certain commonalities.
That was Imtiaz Gul, Executive Director of the Center for Research and Security Studies in Islamabad, speaking to RFI's Jan Vandermeer.